He shall reign forever, December 2nd. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. The coming of Christ to usher in the reign of righteousness has inspired the most sublime utterances of the sacred writers. The psalmist sang of the power and majesty of Israel's King, Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Said the prophet Isaiah, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. When the Savior was about to be separated from his disciples, he comforted them in their sorrow with the assurance that he would come again, Let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself. The angels who lingered upon Olivet after Christ's ascension repeated to the disciples the promise of his return, This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And the Apostle Paul, speaking by the Spirit of inspiration, testified, The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Says the prophet of Patmos, Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. About his coming cluster the glories of that restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Then the long-continued rule of evil shall be broken, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever.